Anyway, Shavuos is coming up. This year, Shavuos comes out on a Friday and a Shabbos, which means that we get involved with the halachot of Erev Tavshilin. So I thought I would go over some of the dinim and some of the halachot that relate to it. So the Gemara learns in Masechet Pesachim, it quotes a machloket between Rabba and Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda holds that if a person cooks on Yontif for Chol, if I cook on Yontif for a weekday, so then I violated Din Torah. But Rav Chisda holds if I cook on Yontif for Shabbos, so that only violates a Din Rabbanan. So if I cook on Yontif for Shabbos, in other words, on a Din Torah, I can cook on Yontif for Shabbos, according to Rav Chisda. But the Chachamim were concerned that if I do that, then I'll come to cook on Yontif for a weekday. So he said, I can't cook on Yontif for Shabbos unless I do an Erev Tavshilin. That's the way Rav Chisda understands it. Then the other opinion is Rabba. Rabba also holds, theoretically, if I cook on Yontif for a Chol or for Shabbos, I would be chayav on a deraisa level. But Rabba has a concept which is called Hoyil, means that let's say I finish my meal on Yontif and now I cook and I'm cooking, let's say, for a weekday, but it's still possible, even though I cooked for the weekday, it's still possible guests might come in. And if guests come in, despite the fact that I intended to cook for the weekday, I would give them the food that I cooked. So as a result of that, I'm not chayav on a duraisa level. Holy mekali orachim mechazilei. Since if guests would come, it would be ru'i for them. So the bottom line is, both Rav Chisda and Rabba hold that on a rabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, I'm not allowed to cook from Yontif for Shabbos. Like on a rabbinic level, on a Torah level, I could, but on a rabbinic level, not. So, and then they both hold, if I make an Erev Tavshilin, I could. But the nafkamina between the two reasons is as follows. According to Rabba, if I cook late in the day, see, the Erev Tavshilin only helps if the prohibition is a rabbinic prohibition. If it's a Torah prohibition, I'm cooked. If I can use that expression. My goose is cooked. Anyway, so according to Rabba, let's assume that Yontif would that Shabbos will begin at 6 o'clock, and now I wait till 5 o'clock to cook for Shabbos. So now Rabba's whole explanation as to why I would not be a Torah prohibition is because guests might come in. But if guests come in now, I'm busy cooking, they can't eat the food now, and they're not going to finish the food. So now, I'm in Gahak Tetzuras. So according to Rabba, I have to finish all my preparations when the day is earlier in the day. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So the Mishnah Berurah says that when we have a situation like this, where Yontif is on Friday, and I'm cooking for Shabbos, so he says, food to be tamzeh, even before that, he says, you should try to finish the preparations. We have a lot of time left in the day. And then he says, he says the minhag is to daven earlier on that Friday. So that everybody will prepare the food early in the day. That's the first yisod. Okay, now the second issue is that normally, when we have an Erev Tavshilin, we take one cooked item. Bishul is usually like using water. I boil something, would be bishul, and one baked item. I stick, bread in the oven or dough in the oven, and I bake it. So that's based on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, the halacha follows the Tana Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds that we need bishul for all cooked items and a baked item for all baked items. But even Rabbeinu Tam will concede, if I know I'm not going to bake, then I could just do the cooked item. In other words, typically you might take the egg, an egg might be a cooked item, and then the baked item might be a challah. But if I know I'm not going to be baking on Friday, so then even Rabbeinu Tam will concede that I could just have a cooked item. I don't need more than a cooked item. All right. Now, when I do the Erev Tavshilin, I have the baked item, the cooked item in front of me, and then I lift them up. I hold them in my right hand, and then I recite the bracha. And then there's a formula, I say, that we're permitted to do all sorts of different things from Friday till Shabbos. And if a person doesn't understand it, it's good to say it in English as well. Now, I've done all my cooking and baking before Yom Tov. In other words, I know I'm not going to be cooking on Friday for Shabbos. I know I'm not going to be baking on Friday for Shabbos. So then a whole slew of poskim say I should not recite a bracha on the Erev Tavshilin under those circumstances. Specifically, he quotes here in the Dirshu Mishabura, he says, the Mama Mordechai says like that, the Chazon Ish says like that, the Gros Moshe says like that, the Minchas Yitzchak says like that, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman says like that. That's a lot of good authority.
What about hand-like?
Oh, so that's it. So in Achinami, so I won't make a bracha on the Erev Tavshilin, but like Larry was saying, I do need to light candles, so that's a problem. So I should still, let's say, take an egg and say, this egg, I'll lift up my right hand and say, this is my Erev Tavshilin. I should do that, but I should not recite a bracha over it. Now, when we do the Erev Tavshilin, frequently there's a line in there. We say, this Erev Tavshilin should be good for us and for all the Jews who live in this community. Now, that only works if I'm mezakeh them. In other words, to do zikui means I'd have to bring somebody else in to my rishus and say, I would like you to acquire this item or a portion of this item, on behalf of all the people who are in this community, and then I'll take it back and make the bracha. But if I don't have somebody who's mezakeh for them, so the verbiage means nothing. I could say it from today till tomorrow. It doesn't help anybody who's in the community. But usually, okay, let's be patient. So, but usually the rabbi in the community usually is the one who, when he arranges the Eruv, he usually knows how to do it, and he does it on behalf of people who might forget to make the Eruv. So the verbiage is in case you need it. It's like no harm, no foul, but it really doesn't do anything. What? We're saying repeat. That's what we're doing. But in order to be, because in other words, to be mezakeh, there has to be a kin on behalf of the other person.
Right. Two people.
I'm saying this is my Erev Tavshilin, my food. So I want to be. I want them to acquire a portion of it. No. But in other words, if it's mine, I can't be mezakeh as somebody with somebody who's mine unless somebody else picks it up. Unless,
why not?
Because in other words, if it's mine, in other words, zakeh li'anam fadah shlam fadah means if I find an item of chayfetz I don't own, I could pick it up on behalf of somebody else. Once I own it, I need somebody else to acquire it on their behalf. And even now, so that we did. Okay, now, so we had the thing that the reshus and things like that. Okay, now there's a question of halacha. Let's say I have the Erev Tavshilin. What am I allowed to do now on Friday with this Erev Tavshilin? So certainly I can cook and bake for Shabbos. But what about, let's say I want, so according to many poskim, I could wash dishes on Friday for Yantiv. That's considered Sarchei Seuda. Now, this is a sheet I wrote up a while ago, but he says, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, if what I'm doing does not involve a malacha, let's say I want to roll a Sefer Torah, it's Friday, I want to roll a Sefer Torah for Yantiv, or I want to make the bed, so that does not, neither one of those involve a malacha, so according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, I could do that even without an Erev Tavshilin. But according to other people, that those acts are prohibited even with the Eruv, since the Eruv only helps things which are Sarchei Suda. All right, now I got a little for tumult before with the other person. Another thing to keep in mind is when you're doing an Eruv, let's say a person forgot to do an Eruv Tavshilin, he could be Yotze with the Eruv Tavshilin Rav, but you only get one shot at that. In other words, you have to have forgotten to do it. In other words, I can't say, I'm not going to make an Erev Tavshilin, the rabbi's making it for me. So that's it. But if I forget to make an Erev, I can rely on it, but I can only rely on it once. And then after that, I'm on my own. Now, if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're really in deep, hot water, because not only can you not cook for Shabbos, other people can't cook for you for Shabbos. It gets very, very dicey with this thing. So in a situation like that, go speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi. Yeah, what's up?
What's the right way of doing Erev Tavshilin to other people?
I just told you. In other words, let's say this will be...
The
rabbi's. Oh, okay. Here's a two. Okay? Okay, look. this will be the egg, this will be the loaf of bread. It's mine. So I say, Chaim, come over to me. And then you come over. I say, Chaim, here, why don't you come over to me now? Come over. Yeah. I'm going to show you. So come over to me now. Okay. So now I'll say, now take this. Listen to me. Lift it up in Tefach. Now I want you to acquire this on behalf of all the people who need it. You're part of it. Then I take it back, and then I'm going to make the bracha. Okay, that's the way. That's where we're going to do this. Okay. Okay. I think that's it for tonight. Okay. Rabbi Chanan ben Chashmar, Fox, Kodesh Silfi, Chacham, Mitzvot, Flavia, Dear.